Chapter 6.
You know what this is?
Miller finally asked. But Cook was already moving around the ship, running his hand across the smooth exterior and babbling in endless excitement.
It's here! Here! Identical spatial-temporal context real-time! I found it! The artifact! Just as planned! Artifact location affirmed!
Cook,
Miller said, but his partner had disappeared around the far side. Miller shook his head. For a moment, he had been half convinced that Cook knew what he was talking about, that the excitement and talk of the artifact were rooted in something real. But that was ridiculous. Cook was nuts from hitting his head. All the babble was a result of disorientation or physically induced psychosis. Still, a disturbingly consistent pattern had begun to show in Cook's craziness. Did it mean that Cook was settling into a new reality, too far gone to come back, even with professional help? If so, the university, and the academic world in general, would lose a brilliant mind. And he himself would lose a friend. Miller took a deep breath. There was nothing he could do about it now, except to survive, and to help Cook do the same. At the moment, that meant figuring out whatever threats this island might offer. He looked again at the spacecraft. The logo on the side, the one Cook had so quickly recognized, was close. He leaned to look at it.
DNA?
He muttered to himself, frowning. It was, but it wasn't. Something was subtly wrong about it. Something obvious, but he had it. Truly simple. He felt stupid for not seeing it at once. It was a stylized DNA strand, but it had three threads instead of the normal two. Red, blue, and silver. Underneath were what appeared to be four large block letters from an alphabet Miller didn't know. Not Cyrillic or anything oriental. It was almost like looking at ancient Greek. He could almost recognize some of the letters, or what they would someday become. But they were utterly different in this state. Again, he studied the ship. Clearly, it was some kind of advanced experimental vessel that had simply fallen victim to the strange meteorological conditions of the island. From his own Air Force experience, he knew that there were enough weird black projects going on to account for almost anything. Almost. The futuristic design of the hull, yes, but the material of the exterior had a dull, pearly sheen to it, unlike any substance he knew. He touched it. His own body temperature was instantly sucked away, and he felt a neutral coolness to the surface. This stuff was impossible. It acted more like one of the new plastics than metal, something like Mylar, or... He bent to one knee at the base of the craft, where it had been buried. Carefully, he brushed at some moss growing on an outcropping of rock around the ship. He knew beyond question that something like this craft could not be more than 10 years old. But if he had to guess without proper instruments for testing geological age, he would have said it had been buried there for something like 700 to 1,000 years. That was obviously impossible. The whole thing made absolutely no sense. It was the kind of nonsensical mishmash that simply couldn't be. Like the stuff from some cheesy, low-budget Hollywood movie that... Miller blinked. Was it possible? The submarine? The preposterous spaceship? Could all this be a movie set? Not a series of naturally occurring paradoxes, but beautifully crafted fakes made to look like strange and inexplicable wrecks. He knew what miracles the Hollywood technical crews were capable of. He'd been called in himself to the big special effects ranch across the river in Marin County. They paid him $10,000 for 2 days of talking about the lost cities of the Sahara. What they showed him while he was there had astonished him. The movie people could do anything. Or at any rate, create the illusion of almost anything.
Of course.
Miller chuckled. That had to be it. It must be a movie set. What else made sense? He laughed aloud. At first he had actually bought into it, with his solemn theories of a cargo cult and unusual weather patterns. Right. And bare-chested native girls cracking coconuts for him as the whole clan gathered around with their ukuleles.
Cook!
He called, moving around to the far side of the half-buried spaceship.
Hey, Cook, it's a movie set. It has to be.
No answer.
Cook, listen to me.
Cook was not listening. He was standing beside what appeared to be the ship's main hatchway. On the frame beside the hatch was a keypad, a clear descendant of the kind Miller used to activate his home security system. Cook was frantically punching things in with a forefinger and thumb. 7 digits... A pause. 7 more. Each key Cook pressed made a musical beep, and at the end of each seven-note sequence, the keypad let out a nasal blat that Miller clearly recognized. Sorry, bud. Try again.
Excrement,
Cook said.
Four standard codes. Emergency mode. System malfunction unlikely.
Cook,
Miller said.
What is that?
Access authorization,
Cook replied, punching in another seven digits, again rewarded with a blat.
Cook,
Miller said gently, not sure it was wise to disturb the madness.
I think it's just a prop, you know, from some movie they shot here.
Cook didn't look up.
A movie?
He said.
Yeah, that's right.
You mean a series of images captured on, is it magnetic tape?
Seven digits. Blat.
It's film, Jay. Video is magnetic tape.
I see. Very good. Theory more logic compelling than crash of Deep Space Command shuttle unit.
Yes. That's right. It does make more sense, Jay.
Cook punched in seven more.
Why do you think that, Tony?
Blat.
Well, that explains everything, doesn't it? The submarine, the futuristic spaceship. I mean, isn't it more likely that they've left over from some lame movie? Instead of this thing fell from the sky, what, maybe 1,000 years ago?
628 years,
Cook said.
3 months, 4 days, 2 hours, 18 minutes, 37 seconds.
But Miller blinked. Moments like this, when Cook was so damned certain, he had to remind himself of his partner's medical condition.
That's very...
he started. Cook looked up at him, a look that was part question and part challenge. Miller retreated.
Very accurate,
he concluded.
But compelling here now logic absent?
Jay, I only said that it makes more sense if this were left behind after somebody made a movie here.
Can you identify the material that the hull is composed of, Tony?
He still didn't look up, just entered his seven digits, heard the blat, and entered seven more digits.
No, I'm sure it's something like Mylar. The movie people always get the latest stuff, and...
ability of movie people to create illusion unquestioned. Make the ship look like 628-year crash.
But
yeah, sure. Of course they could do it. You know, that's what they do.
Deep Space Command logo? Fabrication likely possible within parameters of technical ability?
Jay,
Miller said gently, a little alarmed at the course Cook's obsession seemed to be taking.
Somebody made it up. Three-strand DNA? And those block letters are not in the language of anybody who could have sent it up.
As far as you know,
there are only a few countries in the world that could do it. I can recognize all those languages, even if I can't read them.
Cook paused and held up the keypad.
This unit operational, Tony,
he said.
That's... I don't know. I guess the battery is still good.
Cook shook his head with pity.
Amazing. Here now, pseudo-logic part of original briefing, but mission acknowledgement technical only.
Miller stared at him. Cook frowned.
Reading? Ah, they told me about this, but I didn't believe it until now.
He went back to entering numbers.
Your people will believe any... what's the term? Oh, yes. Any dumb shit crap. You will believe anything rather than accept evidence that challenges preconceived notions.
Jay, a spaceship like this just isn't possible.
As far as you know,
Cook said. What?
As far as anybody knows.
Anybody. I see,
Cook said.
I mean, the scientific mind accepts evidence, not conjecture,
Miller said, a little indignantly.
Good,
Cook said.
Very good.
Seven more beeps. Then the sound of a chime. The hatch swung open.
Evidence?
Cook asked, and then he turned and went through the hatch and into the spaceship. End of chapter.